The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
This week's The Weekly Connect is staying stateside for the moment and heading down to Bowling Green, Ohio, to meet Sherry and her band.
Boards on the window, mail by the door. Why would anybody leave so quickly for Ophelia? Where have you gone?
Hi, my name is Dr. Sherry Wells-Denson, and my day job is a professor of linguistics in the English department at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. And I am very lucky to play in a band. We are the Grand Royal ukulelists of the Black Swamp. I've been blind since birth, and I am so excited that I get to play in this band, which is what I love to do most, and I've got a good job that I really like. I have been musical for as long as I can remember, and I think it makes, because it's sort of my if I'm actually being musical overtly, sort of comes and goes, but I've learned that I'm much happier and I'm much easier to get along with. I can be in a ripping bad mood, just like ready to throw things at the wall and tear limbs off people. But it's always music that moves me from, I can't stand this and I'm really angry or really sad, to, okay, everything's going to be all right. And it's always been music that's moved me from one of those places to the other. When I think about the stereotype of the blind musician, I kind of want to go hide under my bed, because I feel like being musical is such an amazing gift and such a powerful thing. And it's better if it's a choice. Well, I mean, I started out on the piano because that's what everybody did when you were kids, right? And I didn't practice and I wasn't very good. But when I got the guitar, I learned that I could move it from place to place with me. And so I did some classical guitar and some folk music. And I started writing songs and did a little bit of the coffee house thing. It was great, but playing in a band with people is better, I think.
Princess Fair on a kitchen chair, tapping with your toes. I'd like to ask you where you go.
I'm standing here with the whole band.
I'm Jason, I'm the bass player.
And I'm Sherry, and I play this tenor uke.
And I'm Jeff, and I play a tenor uke with a resonator in it, so it sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Anne, and I play the baritone, which sounds like this.
Okay, so Anne and Jason and I have been playing together for like a scary long amount of time. We started out as church musicians together. And then I got a ukulele for Christmas one year, and I thought, the world has now changed. So then it was really clear to me that what I wanted to do most in my life then was play ukulele music. And then Anne and Jason and I, and so Jason had to do it because he's married to me. And Anne always wants to play more music all the time. And I said, you can sing harmony, because that's her genius thing, that she sings beautiful harmony. And so the three of us, we tried, we made a trio, and we're like, you know, we need another guy. And so Jeff was walking through a parking lot one time, and I tackled him and wrestled him to the ground. And I'm like, hi, Jeff, how are you? And he started talking to me all innocent, like he didn't think I had an agenda. And I said, you know what you need to do right immediately now is you need to acquire a ukulele, and you need to come play with us. Because I knew it was really good. And so then I began this campaign of hounding.
I think a little bit of hounding, and then it was right around the time that the George Harrison biopic by Martin Scorsese came out. And George Harrison was a ukulele fanatic, and so I bought one and tried it. And I was amazed, because as a mandolin player, you go through your life and people say, oh, is that a ukulele? And you say, no, it's a mandolin.
And so it is. One of the big advantages that we have in being a ukulele quartet is that people have low expectations musically of us and don't know what to expect. But an awful lot of what we do is listening to each other, which sighted musicians are supposed to do as well, but sometimes they manage to slack off on that a little bit in ways that we can't necessarily always do.
After one gig in some parking lot somewhere, there was a guy that said to us, man, your band has to be really good to play with you, because that must really be hard. And I thought, oh no, really? I didn't know it was that hard. I do read Braille music, and I think it's the things I know about music have been really important to me. I am not a fluent reader of Braille music, but the Braille music that I do read has been super useful to me. For me, it's useful to learn things, so I learn them right. And it's also really useful sometimes when I can't remember how a song goes, in that there's always this moment, like 30 seconds before we start a song, where I think, oh, I have no idea what this song is like. And then it's really useful to have the Braille music there. So even if I can't hear it in my head, I can read it and I think, okay, I'm just going to play. And then when I start playing it, I think, oh yeah, that's how it goes. I'm fine now. My mom, when she heard that there was Braille music, she said that I had to learn it. And I'm like, this is stupid. You know how you are when you're a kid, right? You don't want to do things. And it's one of those things, looking back on it, that I think, yeah, that was a good choice. They made a good decision. Everything you play on a ukulele is beautiful. You just put your fingers down almost anywhere and it sounds pretty. Isn't it pretty? It's just always pretty. It's okay.
It works for sharing.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.